Troopers. Yeah, it's been a while since I've recorded or put a podcast up. This episode is number 5. I have Annie Land with me. We interviewed back in November. That's how long it's been. And she moved to Utah. So I caught her a couple days before she left Portland. And she's terribly, terribly missed. So anyway, I met Annie back at Hoop Convergence, and we talk about this in the podcast, back in 2010, and I was definitely in awe of her, being a Hooper All-Star and designer of amazing costumes and clothing, and just an all-around wonderful person. And I had the fortune, you know, to get to know her as my neighbor and my friend, and I talk about this on the blog about going over to her house, and we'd do feathers, and she'd always have some fun craft going on in the house. There was always laughter, and her dog Pickles was always barking and being excited and climbing in my lap, and it was just a great place to be. And as I walk by the house on my way to get coffee or walking in the neighborhood, I just miss having her in the neighborhood. So we get to talk to Annie today, and the reason I'm a little bit behind, and I know, no excuses, I just completed a rebuild on my 77 VW bus, Miss Zora. And if anybody knows about Volkswagens, it is possible to redo your own engine. I had to do a lot of learning, a lot of studying, figuring out parts, going over budget, buying new parts, replacing parts, learning about all kinds of stuff. And I had a lot of help in town. There's a really good community of Volkswagen people. So I had a lot of online help, and every once in a while I'd get physical assistance, because, you know, sometimes you just can't lift an engine by yourself. So busy with that. I'm looking for work. I've been unemployed for quite some time. First time I was laid off in June 2010, and then again in August, right before Burning Man. That's okay. I got to stay at Burning Man a lot longer. So that's been a little stressful, and I have to say hooping has definitely helped. I have a great community here in Portland of hoopers, very supportive and loving and fun, and I get together with them, and I can forget about a lot of things that are troubling me. And I even had a panic attack, my first major one that I can remember, where I had to pull the car over because I thought my heart was going to explode. So anyway, hooping is helping. The sunshine's been out. That's helping. I formed a hoop troupe called the Spinnerettes. That has definitely helped. We've been performing, and I've been able to use my new astral hoop. Yes. So that's all good. So the hooping is a good thing. Let's see. What else? Taxes. I haven't done my taxes yet. I'm going to try to get a roommate, and I was going to move my bedroom into the basement, and then I found out my basement has radon. So I can't do that yet. So I'm trying to come up with creative ways to continue to teach hooping in a way that I won't get overwhelmed, and that it's the fun thing to do, not the bill paying thing to do. It's nice to make money, but that's my passion. I don't want to taint it with the stress of having to teach a whole bunch of classes and perform. I'd rather that to be my saving grace, so to speak. So yeah, looking for work, driving around in my fabulous Volkswagen bus, which is my hoop hauler. For those of you that sell hoops, you know that you need a pretty good sized car to transport hoops, and teachers too. It's unless you have the fortune to have a storage space in your studio, you know, you have to haul your hoops. Let's see what else. Got to do some hooping down in Arizona. That was like a little bonus. I was flown down by some friends to Buses by the Bridge. A lot of Burning Man friends, VW people, and hoopers. And I was interviewed by a local TV station there and got a little piece on their website. They are TV 45 in Lake Havasu City. So check that out. That's also on my blog. And the blog is hoopanista.com, and you'll see the tab for the podcast. And I post the podcast as a an individual episode, and then it will also be up on iTunes. So let's see. Back to Annie. I miss her. I miss you, Annie. Miss Pickles. Her fantastic boyfriend Sage, her roommate Josie, and her dog Pharaoh. It was such a nice thing to go over to their house and get energized with all the goodness that they had. So without further ado, let's go to the Annie interview, and hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much. Okay.
You're fine.
Yeah. Let's do it. Oh, Pickle's not going to be here.
She'll get stressed out if she's locked into her room.
Oh. So, okay, good. It's recording. I am here with Annie Land.
Hi.
Annie Weiner.
That's me.
And I met Annie at Hoop Convergence in 2009. No,
2009.
Last year.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was actually just telling Annie that I was very starstruck because I knew her from being a Hoop Girl. Is it All Star?
That was
yes,
yeah.
Yes. And
thanks, that's sweet of you.
So I was like, but I got to sit next to her. We were eating and talking, and I was very excited about it. And then she ended up being my neighbor within a few months.
That's right.
So we've lived a couple blocks from each other, and I've had the pleasure of coming and hanging out and getting
fun.
To know you better.
Getting to know you better.
Yeah, it's been a treat, and now you're moving away, and I'm very sad.
Oh, but I'm coming back. Sad.
I know.
Back to Portland in the spring.
Yay.
I'll be back.
Yay. So tell me about your hooping life. You've had quite the...
Let's see. My hooping life started off pretty much in 2005 when I moved to San Francisco from Chicago, and I met... Hoop Girl, Christabel Zamora, who is my hooping mentor, and I started working for Hoop Girl, teaching classes and working as an office manager and performing with the Hoop Girl All-Star troupe.
Did you already know how to hoop when you got to San Francisco?
I did, yeah. I'd been hooping for a few months before then, and I was really into it, and I remember... hearing that she was going to have auditions for Hoop Girl All-Stars and auditioning and being in the first group that, you know, started performing with her. And it was really exciting for me. It was all-encompassing in my life. It really was an impetus for me to make a lot of big changes in my life. I was inspired to start my own business from seeing the business structure of Hoop Girl. And that's how I started my clothing line, Annie Land.
Hello!
And, so I've been doing that for, since 2006, so 5 years, maybe a little bit more, but I've been sewing since I was in high school. But, as far as owning an incorporated business, I've been doing that for about 5 years, and it started off as making a lot of custom outfits for hoop dancers, performers in particular, and making things that I wanted to wear and that my friends wanted to wear to perform in, cute little costumes and stuff.
They are very cute.
And it kind of, you know, grew into making other performers' costumes and branched out into making, you know, women's wear, active wear for a lot of other things as well. People who love to move, you know, performance arts. And now today it's just women's wear in general. So it really, hooping was the impetus for me to start my business.
Were you nervous when you performed? And
oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah. The first time that I ever performed was probably like 2006. And I performed with Christabel in a club in San Francisco called the Supper Club. And I remember just being just really scared and intimidated and telling her that I didn't think I was ready. And I remember specifically like her being like, well, Annie, if you wait until you think you're ready, it's never going to happen. You just have to go out there and do it, because the more you do it, the easier it becomes.
Yeah.
And it's totally true. It's true. Yeah. It's hard to get out there and put yourself outside of your comfort zone, but the more you do it, the easier it gets and the better you get at it.
And if I remember right, didn't you say you didn't have a dance background?
No, I didn't. Hooping really helped me get into my body more. Before I started hooping, I was just, you know, I would dance at festivals and shows and stuff like that. But once I got into my hoop and I really started getting the flow into my hoop, I felt more comfortable with my body, and it helped me really release my hips and move in a fluid way. It helped me embrace my femininity as well in my movement. And Christabel, again, was a big influence on that, because she is, she's very sensual mm-hmm. in her, you know, in her style. And so I took a lot of influence from that as well.
Yeah, I love the training that mm-hmm. I had with Christabel as well, very, very much. Mm-hmm. And we have, a few of us have hired you just to work with our arms and our hands. Because yeah. that's one of those things that you don't really think a lot about. And we were lucky to have a place that had mirrors. And that's one of the classes, or just one of the one-on-ones, or it was four of us, that I still think about all the time. You know, what are my fingers doing? What are my hands doing? And I get a lot of compliments on the movement now. And it's mm-hmm. like, it's because of Annie.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's true. I mean, attention to detail in the movement of your body is really important when you're performing. Letting, you know, your fingertips tell their own story. You know, every muscle in your body has just its own way of expressing itself, and bringing attention into every part of your body, I think, is really important.
Yeah. Well, I love watching you hoop, even when you're teaching, you know, it just, you know, your energy is really good and positive. And
thank you.
So it was very, very inspiring.
Well, I'm inspired by my students too. You guys have been great.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, it has been. I haven't taught a lot of classes lately, but the ones I was teaching a little while back, I really had a great time.
Yeah,
it's a great group of hoopers in Portland.
Yeah, and with this podcast, I'm getting to meet more and more, and everyone's kind of seems to be coming out of the woodworks.
Nice.
Recently, too, I like new transplants, and people are reaching out and trying to get more groups together. So, and if you're not doing anything on Tuesday, even though I know you're packing, we're going to do a hoop jam Tuesday morning. And be on TV.
On Tuesday and Wednesday. Oh. So I can't commit to that, though. It sounds great. You know how moving is.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you're moving out of state.
Yeah, it's a tall order. Yeah.
Well, you're gonna be missed. I know you're coming back in the spring, but
yeah, I'm skipping out on the winter in Portland this year.
That's okay.
I will be back, and I love the summers here. It's just nothing that compares to it. So
yay,
yeah, yay. Definitely be back for more.
It'll be nice to have you back.
Yeah.
So, and good luck in Salt Lake. And
thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. New chapter. It'll be exciting.
Yay! Yeah. Yay! Well, thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Paige.
That was Annie. Don't you love her? I miss her so much. And again, that was recorded back in November, the same time I did Jenna Luna's, when I hadn't really figured out the audio on this device, which I will have to thank my friend Joel once again for loaning me this. I think it's an H2 Zoom, something like that. Anyway, so it's a learning process. Looking for musicians or bands or someone talented to create some intro, outro, bed music for this podcast. Once I get to 10 episodes, I'm hoping to start looking for sponsors and have a better website and all that kind of fun stuff. So that's a Kickstarter idea for me, to do webcast, podcast, video instruction, things like that, to support a Hooper community. Anyway, so the Spinnerets, we do have a Facebook page, the Spinnerets, SPINNERETTES. We're in Portland, Hoopers for Hire. My business is Hula Hoopla, hulahoopla.com. I have a Facebook page and a group and a meetup group for Portland Hoopers. Let's see, and I, on the podcast page of the blog, or for this episode, I do have all the links to Annie's pages, her Etsy shop, for the places that we performed, you know, all kinds of stuff. So if I interview you, I will definitely promote your Hooper business, and talk you up. So I hope you enjoyed the show, and I promise next time it won't be 3 months before the next podcast. I'm hoping to interview Ann Humphreys. She's coming into town this coming weekend. And also, don't forget, you can sign up for my hoop classes at hulahoopla.com. I do classes and workshops, and I make hoops, and I perform with the spinnerets, and all kinds of hoopy wonderfulness. So, have a fabulous day, and stay tuned for more podcasts. Thank you. Bye-bye.